The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude, and Wendell. Jude and I in the studio and out there at Bluebet Stadium before he calls the Panthers and the Cows. The big fella's made his way out there. Wendell, how are you, mate? What's the ground looking like? Give us a bit of atmosphere out there, champion.
Yeah, mate, the ground's looking an absolute treat. And, you know, the Penrith fans, actually rugby league fans in general, they're loving this. They're looking forward to it tonight. And obviously the Cowboys are on a nice winning streak, but they're coming to the big smoke now to take on the champs, the Panthers, and the Panthers are waiting and they're ready to go.
Certainly right. We'll get Del's NRL preview just after 5 o'clock. How are you, Jude?
Mate, really well. Really well. Can't wait for the Swannies v Richmond tonight as well.
Exactly right. We'll talk about that as well as can anyone stop the Demons and also the Giants in the second hour of the show as well. But we've got Aaron Woods coming up as well. He did brekkie this morning. Did a fantastic job, Woodsy.
Did really well.
I want to ask Del, firstly, you this question around the game of rugby league and the sin bin. Everyone's saying 10 minutes is probably a little bit too much. Perhaps they could bring back the 5-minute sin bin. I was watching the Stanley Cup today, the ice hockey over in the States, and when they have something that is sin binnable, it basically they basically have one less player on the ice. As soon as someone scores a goal, that person can come back on again. And it just got me thinking, could we do that in rugby league? Someone goes to the bin, maximum of 10 minutes, but it could be only 30 seconds if a try is scored straight after that person is sent to the bin.
Yeah, look, I don't think we should tinker with that game too much. I think, you know, we've got such a good game. If we keep adding things and taking things away...
Isn't 10 minutes too long, though?
Nah, I'm happy with it. Mate, teams have got to learn to be disciplined. Teams push the envelope because they know that they're fit enough, you know, that you can defend with 12 players, so they just keep pushing the boundaries. So, no, I'm happy with 10 minutes. I don't want to... 5 minutes, mate, you could do it, or yep. And that what you just suggested, but no, we just can't keep changing the rules of our game.
Too much tinkering. What do you think, Jude?
10 minutes does feel a fair bit. I mean, when you got one down and then that ability just to score at will through that period, but... Yeah, I think I'm a bit with Del, though, in terms of just constant tinkering really frustrates fans.
How have you embarrassed your kids? Plenty of calls already, but please join us because the number one calls, favourite callers, get $50 to go to the movies. And, of course, Top Gun came out last night and it's an absolute ripper. How have you embarrassed your children that we can talk about on the radio, Jude?
Yeah, I do it quite consistently with our kids. I've got two young daughters, 10 and 7, and I remember... For some reason, I was running late to pick them up from school. Like, I had to pick them up, and my car must have been in for a service. So, Del, I end up just saying, look, I've got to get to the school to be on time. So, I've grabbed my wife's bike. I don't know why I didn't get, you know, any other
an Uber
or anything like that. Yeah, yeah. So, just to paint the picture of the bike, it's a rose gold colored ladies' bike with the basket on the front and the little bell and things like that. And nice. I'm powering along, but I'm also in... I must have been in that sort of work from home sort of model where I've got pajama pants on and just a t-shirt and I've rolled flying in. I've got sweat pouring down my forehead because I've been hammering it to get to school.
You're a bit late.
And come flying into the front. There's parents there. And my kids, I've never seen how red-faced they were. And they're just going, get out, get out. Don't do this to me. And then I'm like, doing the bell.
Yeah. Don't tell me not to do something because you'll double down. What about when I'm driving along and I'll just pull over and I'll say to someone, oh, mate, you know where the beach is? And the beach is literally right behind them. And they look at you and they sort of point and go, oh, thank you very much. Or you drive along and you go, beep, beep, and you wave and the person waves back, but you don't know who they are. And the kid's like, who was that, Dad? Like, I don't know. They go, oh, don't do that. Don't do that. So 133-53, when have you embarrassed your kids? G'day, Amos. How are you, mate?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, well, good. How'd you embarrass your kids?
Oh, it's not actually me. Oh, I am the kid. I got embarrassed.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah. So it was a couple months ago, me and my mum were at the grocery store. And there was a Sheila serving us.
Mm-hmm.
And my mum was being a mum, as you know, like saying, oh, my son thinks you're cute and all that, which I didn't say anything. She just went out of nowhere.
Oh.
Turns out a couple months later, that's my mate's girlfriend.
Oh, dear.
My goodness. Your mum's...
Has that made it awkward now?
That's super awkward.
Yeah, I was talking to her the other week because we were at footy and she was there. I was like, are we ever going to tell him? He was like, nah.
Thank God for that. Thanks, Amos. Let's talk to Jason now in Mossman. G'day, Jason. How are you, mate?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How have you embarrassed your kids?
So every time we go into David Jones or Meijer, there tends to be the perfume section as you walk in.
Yeah.
and I start to sort of cough and hold my breath, just like the Mr. Bean scene from 20 years ago.
Oh.
And I'm sometimes stumbling around and telling people to stay away and sort of
crawling.
And my kids really, really don't like that. Yeah.
What are your kids doing when you're doing that?
Oh, they're just pulling me and, yeah. And they're 16 and 12 now. I've probably been doing it for about 10 years. So,
oh,
yeah.
Jace, you're a gem. Let's go to Graham now in Penrith. G'day, Graham. How do you embarrass your kids?
G'day, boys. How are we going?
Yeah, well, good, brother.
I'll paint the picture for you. My son was always missing the bus. He was 15, so it was year 8 or 9, wherever it was.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to an all-boys school, a private school in Penrith. And I said, mate, if you don't catch the bus tomorrow, I'm turning up in a mankini.
Oh, no.
And he didn't get on the bus.
The next day, rings. I missed the bus because I've got a woodwork project I couldn't carry on the bus. It's too big.
Oh.
So I picked him up, went there, and I went, put the mankini on. And if he hasn't got a woodwork, I'm getting out of the car and I'm chasing him. And he walks out of Hungry Jack's. I'm in the car park. No woodwork project in his hand, just his school bag. So I jumped out of the car, filmed myself chasing him around the car, put it on Facebook, tagged all his mates in it.
Oh.
It was the best.
That's ruthless. How do you feel the mankini, Graham?
I've got the dad bod rocking pretty good. So.
Beautiful, mate. Beautiful. Let's go to Carlene in Newcastle. G'day, Carlene.
Hi, how are you going, guys?
We're good. How did you embarrass your kids?
My two girls are dancers, and the dance school decided to have adult classes.
Nice.
So I decided to join.
Good on you.
And I was doing tap and jazz, and I do their concerts, and I embarrass the hell out of them every year because I tell them we get the most claps and applause. So
how do you shake it?
pretty good.
Have you got any videos?
Gussie,
sorry,
on,
I forgot where I was on.
Sorry,
on the radio there for a sec. Thank you so much to all the calls we couldn't get to as well. And we head to Broken Hill to talk to the mayor. Mad Max is currently being filmed there and the town is going crazy. That next.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. What about this, boys? Broken Hill has turned into an Aussie Hollywood. Chris Hemsworth and a bunch of other stars have arrived in town to film the Mad Max Furiosa is tipped as the largest production ever filmed in New South Wales and is expected to bring in $350 million to boost the state's economy. We're talking to the Broken Hill mayor now. His name is Tom Kennedy, and he joins us to talk about the buzz around the new arrival. What's the atmosphere like in town, mayor?
Pretty electric, mate.
That's fantastic. So have you seen him just wandering around the streets? Have you had a chat to him yet? Have you given him the keys to the city?
getting ready to give him the keys to the city, but lots of people have seen him around the city. They know where he works out.
Tom?
He's a very big sort of fella. You can't miss him.
That's true.
Tom, the original Mad Max was filmed on a budget of $400,000 and it grossed about $100 million worldwide. This is tipped to be one of the biggest boosts for the state economy. You must be super excited.
Look, out here, we're really excited. There isn't any accommodation in the whole city, and that includes private places that people have left their homes, and the film studios have brought in their own furniture and that sort of thing.
Now, apparently you're lobbying to have your own version of the Hollywood sign built in the area. Is that true? And if so, tell us all about it.
Look, it's been on the cards in Broken Hill for a long time. What's held it up is the expense, but I'm sure if we keep on getting motion pictures like Mad Max, it won't be too long before we have a big Broken Hill sign on our line of load.
That's great.
Now, Tom, are they looking for extras? You reckon you'll make it in the background in one of the scenes at all?
When I do speak to them and the council's going to hold a civic reception, I'll put the pressure on and make sure that I'm in the film.
Oh, look, for sure, with your good looks, we've checked you out, we've Googled you, mate. I'm surprised you're not going to be starring with Chris himself.
Well, I have told friends that I call him Hemi or Hemo.
Lovely.
Now, I was out there in the town not so long ago, mate. It was a fantastic night at one of the pubs. We had a night around mental fitness, and so many people came to the pub and had a few beers and had a chat about their feelings and stuff. Just like Dill said, it's been a tough last couple of years. Just to boost to have this type of atmosphere around just gives everyone that, that mental boost that we all need?
Oh, look, it really has. What it's done is it's made it. We've had a few projects that have been going on, and this is just another thing that has added to real excitement around the city. There's plenty of people that Chris has already gone into their business and had photos taken with them. So he's not hiding from anyone. He's out there. He wears a cap to try and cover up. He's a little bit hard to miss.
What's some of the big challenges for you in, as mayor in Broken Hill?
What's been the challenges is during COVID it was a little bit hard because you couldn't go across the border to South Australia, but we've had it pretty good out here. We haven't been locked down like Sydney, Melbourne, that sort of thing. We've had it pretty good. And in the last, I don't know, probably 6 months ago, 6 months or so, it's been going really well.
Look, it's fantastic to talk to you, mate. The Mayor of Broken Hill, Tom Kennedy, the new Mad Max, is going to be starting there nice and soon. And Thor, Chris Hemsworth, is in town. Take care of yourself, Tom. I hope you have a wonderful time and best of luck to you and everyone in the city.
And all you three. Thank you for having us on there.
Whether you're on the train, in the car, or on the buses, it's Gus's Big Sports Quiz. Download the DoorDash app now for 30% off your first four orders. Minimum order value $20. New DoorDash customers only.
Yeah, we've got Liam from Penrith on the line taking me on this afternoon. Liam, how are you this afternoon, brother?
Yeah, good, thanks, Gussie. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm very good, mate. Best of luck with this. We'll throw it over to Jude, who's the hostess with the mostest.
Yeah, good luck, Liam. You have Wendell Saylor, who is sitting at the Bluebet Stadium. He's ready to roll out there.
He sure
and,
is.
And get stuck in for the
Doesn't
Penrith
he look
game.
Good today? He's got the Los Angeles...
Dodgers.
The Dodgers top on. They had a huge win today.
All right, here we go, Liam.
Pick a winner.
We're going to go to Gus' first question. Here we go. Gus, what big change have the All England Lawn Tennis Club committed to before this year's Wimbledon event?
Yeah, it's the miss and the misses and the mister and that sort of stuff around before the players' names.
Exactly. Removing the title of the names before it's female champions.
Got there, Gus.
Got there. Okay, Liam, remember you do have Wendell as your phone-a-friend for one question only. Okay, Liam, who scored two tries in last night's NRL clash between Melbourne and Manly?
That'd be Cameron Munster.
Correct.
Yes.
You're on the board.
Wasn't he good last night?
Fantastic. The one-on-one strips. Mm. He was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Gussie, which two players won the Premier League Golden Boot this season?
Oh, Mo Salah from Liverpool and is it the Tottenham player? Is it Song?
Son Heung-min.
Yes.
Yeah,
the first time an Asian player has won the Golden Boot.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you that. So, two. All right, here we go.
And he did it with no penalties, where Mo Salah's got a lot of penalties, so you probably deserve to win it.
All right, Liam, the State of Origin starts in under 2 weeks, but where is the first match being played? You do have Big Wendell if you need.
Yeah, I'm going to have to phone a friend, Wendell.
Wendell?
And I am your friend, mate. Core Stadium in Sydney.
There it is, Core Stadium.
First game in Sydney.
Massive. Righto, two all. Gussie.
Yep.
As of the beginning of this week's NRL round, who is the number one player on the Dally M medal leaderboard?
Is it easy, mate?
Yeah, it's easy.
Okay. Unfortunately, you're not my phone a friend, so...
He's not your friend.
I'm not my friend at all.
Not in this competition, mate.
Okay, come on.
I'm going to go with... Hines?
No, Isaiah Yeo.
Close.
Isaiah Yeo. Oh, yeah,
17 points.
He had man of the match the first 5 weeks.
This is for the win, Liam. Yeah. Oh. Here we go for the all-rounder sports quiz win.
He's got it.
What rugby league jersey was the PM Anthony Albanese spotted wearing this week while getting his morning paper?
He's an inner west boy. It was the mighty Newtown Jets.
Bang, he wins it. He knows his stuff. Bangers. Great work, Liam.
Well done, Liam. Well done. Download the DoorDash app now for 30% off your first four orders. Minimum order value, $20. New DoorDash customers only. Liam, congratulations, mate.
Thanks, Gussie, mate.
Boys, a couple of very sad bits of stuff that's happened. Obviously, last week we lost Andrew Simons. That funeral is happening right now, Del, and it's sad to see cricket royalty and other people up there at a memorial service for a bloke taken way too soon.
Yeah, good friend of ours, Gussie, and, you know, our prayers and thoughts are with the family and good to see a lot of the boys and that, and a lot of friends and family around there. I know Roy would appreciate it. And what I love about it too is people just, you know, dress pretty casually, like North Queenslanders do.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be missed, but plenty of love there.
Yeah, there certainly is. And, of course, US actor Ray Liotta, who starred in Goodfellas, died suddenly, age 67. Let's have a listen.
In prison, dinner was always a big thing. We had a pasta course, and then we had a meat or a fish. Paulie did the prep work. He was doing a year for contempt, and he had this wonderful system for doing the garlic. He used a razor, and he used to slice it so thin that it used to liquefy in the pan with just a little oil. It was a very good system. Vinny was in charge of the tomato sauce. I felt he used too many onions, but it was still a very good sauce.
Don't put too many onions in the sauce.
You know, when you think of prison, you get pictures in your mind of all those old movies with rows and rows of guys behind bars. But it wasn't like that for wise guys. It really wasn't that bad. I mean, everybody else in the joint was doing real time, all mixed together, living like pigs. But we lived alone. I mean, we owned the joint. Even the hacks we couldn't bribe would never rat on the guys that we did.
What a film. What a film, and what an actor.
Oh, I just absolutely loved Goodfellas, and the book is incredible around Henry Hill's life, the character that he played, but such an iconic voice. I mean, for those that might remember as well, he's the voice of one of the main characters in Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, and things like that. He's just an iconic actor, and there's been so many amazing films.
Yeah, and he was engaged, leaves behind a daughter as well from his previous marriage. Robert De Niro overnight said, I was very saddened to learn of the passing of Ray. He's way too young to have left us. May he rest in peace.
Up next, Dell Previews Indigenous Round.
Gus, Jude and Wendell, this is the Triple M Rush Hour. Preview. Thanks to DoorDash, official delivery partner of the NRL.
Yeah, Storm versus Manly last night. The Storm got it done, 28-8. Munster was incredible. You expected them to bounce back, and they certainly did, Del.
Yeah, they certainly did. You know, good to see GI leading the boys out last night there. You know, a club legend. But, you know, we started to get a feel for what the Storm can do when they put it together. They're hard to beat at Amy Park, but Manly kept shooting themselves in the foot. They kept turning the ball over. They had opportunities to score early points. They just didn't take those points. And I felt sorry for George Tafua. He hasn't played for a couple of years, and they just targeted him. That was never going to work. Xavier Coates, you know, on him, you know, they should have thought about that.
Big game, obviously, Penrith, and you're sitting there at the stadium, mate. Penrith versus Cowboys, they've got no Kyle Felt or Taumalolo. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I think the Panthers are going to be too strong tonight, but I think this is a good opportunity for the Cowboys because people know, okay, yep, they're starting to get a bit of respect because they beat the Storm last week, you know, they've won so many games now, and people are going, I have these guys down the bottom of the table, but yeah. Now they're starting to play good football, their defence has been winning them games, and there's a real confidence through the team, which makes everybody happy. You can see they're a happy team, but this is the biggest test in the NRL. To come out to Penrith, to come to Bluebet Stadium, to try and take, you know, these 2 points from the Panthers, that's a big thing. If they can get the win tonight, then they'll shock the NRL. All of a sudden, people go, you know what? They are the real deal. I think they're a top four side now, but this gives them that next level of sort of respect.
If they knock over the Storm and Penrith in back-to-back weeks, incredible. Yeah. What about Corey Parker? Has come out and said he's a legend, obviously, of the Brisbane Broncos and said, you know what, Payne Haas, if you don't want to play, see you later. No player is bigger than the club. What are your thoughts on that? He wants them to get rid of Haas right now because the culture at the Broncos is a good one. He doesn't want it spoilt by this player.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think we've just got to take a little breath or take a deep breath here because, you know, Payne Haas, he's done the hard work over those last couple of years. When they were doing it tough, he led from the front. It was like it wasn't a one-man band, but he carried that team. I know it's a team effort, but I just think we've got to be a little bit patient here because there's things behind the scenes that we don't know about. I want Payne Haas to stay, but as Corey said, not one player is bigger than the game. Don't forget, Wayne Bennett got rid of Wally Lewis. You know, talking of personalities, to get rid of someone like Wally Lewis back in 91, I think it was, and, you know, Gene Miles sort of moved on. I understand what Corey's saying, but I think sometimes we just got to take a deep breath and understand there's a lot going on behind the scenes. I want Payne Haas to stay, but if it keeps going on, well, maybe the Broncos should think about moving him on. But at the moment, we just need to take a deep breath.
I want to pick your brain on DCE. He's the current incumbent for the number 7 for the Kangaroos. What about Nathan Cleary? Do you think he's now got a stranglehold on this?
Yeah, look, I love DCE. I think he's done well in the last couple of years to come back. You know, he reinvented himself once again. He's playing some great football. But at the moment, I think Nathan Cleary, he's got to be the Australian halfback. He's the bloke that you'd pick. I think he's, you know, he's a wonderful talent. And I think for the next 8 to 10 years, I think it's going to be Nathan Cleary's time. The way that he carries himself, the way that he plays, you know, he's a big success out here in Penrith. And I just think that he's going to be the next halfback. Even though DCE, he's not done with yet, you know, but he's got to start to do a bit more at the moment. Manly is struggling a little bit. He's trying hard, but he just can't get that rhythm and get that game going.
Final one, Del. Matty Johns has said that if Billy Slater wins Origin Series this year with Queensland, he'll be an NRL coach within 2 years. Do you agree?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't go against Matty Johns, but I think if he gets the right job, I think if Bellamy moves on, I think he'll take the Melbourne job. I can't see Billy sort of going anywhere else at the moment. I could be wrong, but I know Billy's set up there in Melbourne. I think he's got some property and stuff, and he's got his horses he loves. But I think Matty Johns, he's got his finger on the pulse, and I think, you know, Billy Slater will be a good head coach.
May I have some doppelgangers, please?
The rush hours?
Like
doppelgangers.
Like me.
Wanda Surf Lifesaving Club presents Tradies Sutherland to Surf on July 17. Celebrate 50 years and sign up now to walk or run at sutherlandtosurf.com.au.
Yeah, you got a baby, and we've got Paul on the line from Denali. G'day, Paul. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How are you?
Very well. Now, you're a doppelganger for one of us. Who are you the doppelganger for?
Oh, definitely Gussie.
Oh,
so one for me.
Tell us, what are the biggest resemblance to Gussie, Paul?
Well, I mean, apart from my extreme intelligence and subtle good looks.
Big heart.
Yeah, big heart, definitely, among other things, yep. I'd probably say, you know, my charm and wit's up there as well. Yeah. Love of my fellow human beings, and including, especially, you know, looking after my mates.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's good, mate.
Yeah, you know, I mean, apart from Gussie, I guess, you know, Gussie was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. But born with a paddle pop in my mouth, but anyway.
I appreciate you saying spoon in my mouth and not up my, you know, where everyone else tells me.
I love you, Gussie. You're a good bloke, man. You are. You cop so much crap, and, you know, you got to stick up for us big fellas.
He deserves most of it, though. He does.
Yeah, probably does. Yeah, true.
Hey, Paul, I put myself out there. Don't worry. I understand. So give us your physical size, your weight, your height, all that sort of stuff, mate.
Yeah, so a bit shorter than you, I think, mate. I think you're pushing about 6'3 or something. I'm about 5'11.
Okay.
Sitting at about 115, probably conservative 115 at the moment. you know, and, yeah, I'm probably on my 17th health kick this year. Trying my best to get out there and keep fit and get my run on every now and then, get to the gym every now and then. And, this is a good motivation, I think, to, you know, work a bit harder, try and look a bit better.
So are you going to run this, or are you going to, like, walk it, or are you going to jog it? Have you made up your mind yet?
I reckon it'll be a bit of a jog, fast walk. Maybe a bit more walk towards the end, especially that last couple of hills that are in that course that I you know, I've stumbled up and down a few times in my days in the Shire, but
yeah. Now, Paul, you are a Ginelli boy, so Shire boy. So, I mean, have you got friends running in the Sutherland Surf as well?
I don't have any friends that are running in it that I know of. There could be a few secret ones in there that, you know, that haven't mentioned it as yet. But my ex-wife says that if I do run it, she'll come and run along with me just for the laugh. But
Did you say your ex-wife or your wife?
My ex-wife, yeah.
So you're on good terms with her. That's good.
Oh, of course, mate. No, yeah.
That's good, man.
Well, it doesn't happen often. That's good when Vicky and I are parted, then hopefully we're mates as well.
We can't wait to get you in the studio, though, mate.
but the sound of you and Vicky, mate, you'll never part, will you?
No, we go.
She's put up with so much of your crap already, isn't it?
I like you, Paul. Yeah, looking forward to having you in the studio for the three of us to see you. And, of course, I've got $250 cash. The Wanda Surf Lifesaving Club presents Tradie Sutherland to Surf on the 17th of July, celebrating 50 years. And sign up now to walk or run at sutherlandtosurf.com.au. So far, we've got two Gussie 2.0s. Paul, look forward to seeing you when you come in, mate. And good luck with all that training. Just a little bit each day, mate. Don't go overboard.
No, I won't. Thanks, guys.
Celebrate your super mom with Bing Lee and their huge range of great gift ideas. Head to Bing Lee today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bing Lee, for your support. Before we go to the AFL rundown, you've just had something amazing happening at Bluebet Stadium, Del.
Yeah, the great man, Royce Simmons, has just walked in. Obviously, we know, you know, he's walking for dementia and that. Mate, they've raised $550,000.
Absolutely incredible. Love what Big Royce. Congratulations to him. Let's talk AFL right now, Jude. The Swannies up against Richmond. Huge game tonight.
Huge game. Richmond really score heavily from turnovers, whereas Sydney sort of sit around eighth position on the ladder for that sort of that statistic. And Sydney are more of a score from clearances side. It's a massive game, as you mentioned. I reckon if they don't win this game, I don't reckon they're going to feature prominently at the end of the year because they play the D's next week. So it's such a big game for them. The Tigers' pressure in the front half has been really, really strong. And on the back of the likes of Castagna and Shea Bolton and the likes, they've got no Tom Lynch and no Lambert. So it's a big emphasis on Jack Riewoldt. He'll get picked up by Tom McCartan, most likely, who's a wonderful defender. It's all going to be around the midfield, though. Mills, Warner, Parker, they've just got to get a hold of them. I'm giving the Swans a big chance here, even though it's a really, really tough game.
Okay, what about the Giants? They've got Brisbane. Brisbane knocked over last week by the Hawthorn.
Exactly. The Hawks got them down in Tassie. You know, the Giants, they smashed a really hapless Eagles last week. The caretaker coach, Mark McVay, will be actually sitting out this game. He's just had a baby. So Amon Buchanan, a 2005 premiership hero with the Swannies, will be sitting in the hot seat. Really need to look at the midfield battle here because it's, you know, Jared Lyons, Lachie Neal, Zach Bailey up against Tom Green, Canelio and Josh Kelly. And that'll be where it's really won and lost. Looking forward to watching the battle also with Sam Taylor, a terrific defender for the Giants, up against the likes of Eric Hipwood. I just feel like the Giants did take the game on and play with the freedom last week, but they need to bring that hardness. But I'm expecting Brisbane to bounce back, to be honest. So I'm tipping Brisbane in this game.
Demons unstoppable.
Demons are unstoppable. They, you know, they've just they're up against Freo, who's sitting fourth, and you know I can't find a way to tip Freo here. Like they're just really even across the board at the moment. Big matchup in the ruck with Max Gawn versus Sean Darcy, both terrific ruckmen. But you know Freo have dropped their last two games. They the D's bring in Viney and also Wiedemann back into the lineup. Freo are reluctant still to bring Nat Fyfe back from injury, so they're just waiting for that moment to bring him back. He might come through the waffle, but the Demons for me in this game.
A lot of questions around bringing a champion like that through the waffle. What about Collingwood and Carlton?
Yeah, I think both sides, you know, a bit more impressive last week. Carlton have been on a good run. I'm just tipping Carlton here. They've just got this real hardness around the midfield. I love the way they're playing. They're playing finals like footy. And it's such a resurgent side at this point. Massive games. Traditional rivals will be a big game
crowd
on Sunday. So, yeah, I'm tipping Carlton in that one.
Carlton have not been tipped against Collingwood for a very, very long time. Thanks a lot, Jude. Should be a wonderful AFL. Of course, the Indigenous round there continues as well.
Yeah, it's just such a special highlight. So, you know, if you can get the SCG tonight, you get the chance to see the Indigenous round. It's wonderful.
Up next, our mate Aaron Woods joins us.
Gus, Jude and Wendell, this is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Time now to talk rugby league. Time now to talk to this man.
If the NRL were handing out awards for the best head of hair in the game, somewhere down the bottom of the list would be, I don't know, Billy Army Kickout, or maybe Ryan Pappenhausen. That's an atrocity. But right up the top would be this next guy. Although at 195 centimetres and 115 kegs, even if he had a bad cut, we'd probably say it was great. He's played over 220 games in his NRL career. He's captained three clubs, played State of Origin for the Blues, and played for Australia. In 2022, he kicks off a new season at a new club. Let's find out how they're treating the new kid down at the Dragons. Please welcome in the starting lineup of the Rush Hour, Aaron Woods.
Yeah, not only that, he was also on the starting lineup of the Brekkie Show this morning. I heard him. His dulcet tones. Well done, Woodsy. You got up nice and early. You nailed that, mate. How much did you enjoy being on Brekkie?
Nah, thanks for having us, Gus. Mate, it was unreal. It was just good fun to get the call up and come have a laugh with Paige Wah and Jesse Eva this morning.
Yeah, they made it nice and easy for you. It was lots of fun, mate. Now, let's talk about rugby league. How are you feeling, mate? How's the body and how are the Dragons going?
Yeah, going good, Gussie. Obviously, we had the win last week. Probably wasn't our best win, but just to get the 2 points, we really needed it. You know, we're 2 points outside the eight, so this competition's very close at the moment. And, you know, we've got a massive game against the Dogs this week. Obviously, you know, they're coming last on the ladder, but the type of footy they're playing, they shouldn't be down there. And, you know, it's their first game back at Belmore in quite a while. So it's going to be a massive game and, you know, big, big, big task for us this weekend.
Woodsy, you've gone through a couple of fullbacks. Why three fullbacks in about 6 weeks?
Thank God I'm not the coach, Bill. Well, one's gone to hooker, Moe Emby. But look, I think it's just more just getting the young blokes, like Tyrell Sloan and Cody Ramsey's come back from injury. You know, he had a couple of good weeks in reserve grade. And, you know, Sloan, probably to his standards, didn't have the best night up in Magic Round. And, you know, the coach just said to go back to reserve grade and just work on a couple of things that, you know, that happened that night. And he's just got to go back there and work really hard. And Cody Ramsey come in, filled in a really good, played really well last week against the Warriors. I thought he was the difference for us still. So he's got the opportunity to play there again. And it's just one of the things at the moment. You know, we've got a fair bit of competition for spots at the Dragons, and your spot's never safe each week. So you need to play to the best you possibly can.
Woodsy, it's Jude. I mean, I'm interested to get your thoughts on the Payne Haas situation. I mean, do you feel that sometimes, I guess, is there any player bigger than the actual club themselves?
Oh, look, Jude, no one's bigger than the club, you know. Yeah, players come and go. Dell's probably thought he was the biggest there at the Broncos. I think got players to come in and take his spot. So he'd know about it. But look, mate, for me, I think just the only thing I don't like about it is that, you know, you've got a contract for 2024. So I would like to see him see that out. If he was off contract this year and, you know, he's got all the, you know, he can do whatever he wants. He can go speak to any club he wants. But, you know, if you've got a contract and if the club wants to keep you and you got to stay, you're contracted, so you have to. And, you know, I went through that with Canterbury. You know, I signed there. I was there for a four-year deal and I was only there for about 6 months. But there was reasons behind it. You know, the club come to us and things will happen with the salary cap. So if you can end things mutually and on a good terms, then I don't mind it. But it doesn't look like it's going to play out too well at the moment.
Woodsy, if you're sitting in the dressing room, you've won six in a row. You know, Payne Haas, I think he's won three Paul Morgan medals. What's your train of thought? We know he's a good bloke and that. We know, you know, all the boys love him and that. But what's your train of thought when you're sitting there and he's talking about walking out of the club and wanting to release?
Well, the thing for me, Dill, it's just like I don't understand why he'd want to go. It's the best position that club's been in the last 4 or 5 years. You know, since the grand final in 2017 or 16 they were in. You know, they've got some really good young talent. They've just probably got the buy of the year. In Adam Reynolds, they look like they're in a real steady ship. And, you know, as a player, I'd probably be like, oh, for me, I'd be thinking, like, I don't understand why he wants to go. But for me, Bill, everyone's got their own, you know, everyone's got their own agendas, their own things that they think about, you know, outside of the footy. All I want from Payne, if I'm his teammate, is him to rip in for that. You know, if every time he comes to the training, I want him to give 110% and every time he plays. And, look, he seems like a kid that, you know, he's been through a fair bit already in his career. It's not a long career so far, but he's copped a fair bit outside of, you know, the criticisms and he's got himself into trouble. But he's done well to handle himself. So, look, I think he's got some good people around him. I think he will get through it. But, yeah, as a teammate, you just sort of – they'd love to have him long-term, but, you know, it's a Payne's decision at the end of the day.
Good on you, Woodsy. Of course, it's back to Belmore. The Doggies up against your St. George Illawarra Dragons, 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. They're a good, haven't got a very good record and back to Belmore. So best of luck to you, big fella, and well done again today on Triple M, making your debut.
He's everywhere. Woods.
A bit like Judy's long lunches. Exactly, boy.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
And that's it for today's podcast. For more of the show, you can catch us live on the radio Monday from 4 p.m. on Triple M. Have a great weekend.